Well, a strange thing happened the other night. You won't believe it, but I swear it's true. Harry the hairy ape made his escape from the city zoo. And under cover of a darkness, he made his way to the middle of a municipal park and hid in the bushes and waited for somebody to come walking along by himself in the dark. Then along comes somebody not suspecting nothing. Had jumped out the bushes all of a sudden. Beat on his chest. Jump up and down and he say, which is the hairy ape talk for, boo, I bet you I scared you, ha-ha. Scared that poke cat so bad his eyes bugged out, his hair turned white, and he run off through the municipal park screaming and hollering, tearing down the shrubbery, digging up the lawn, knocked down the keep off the grass sign, run through the hurricane fence and fell in a municipal swimming pool and drowned himself. Oh, oh. Well, Harry thought this were the funniest thing that he had ever seen. And he laughed, jumped back in the bushes, got ready to do it again. The next guy that come along was a nearsighted local DJ, just bopping down the sidewalk on his way to work with a box of records under his arm that he was gonna play. So he come, not suspecting nothing, had jumped out the bushes all of a sudden, beat on his chest, jump up and down, and he say, which is Harry Ape talk for, boo, I bet you I scared you, ha ha. Man, that radio announcer didn't even bat an eye. He was so nearsighted he thought Harry was a rock and roll singer. So he give him the old glad hand, slap him on the back, smile and say, don't worry, man, I'm gonna play the record. Then he say bye, bopped on off down the sidewalk. Every 4 or 5 steps he stopped and do a little mashed potatoes. Harry just stood there watching until he got out of sight. Man, he didn't know what to think. I mean, it really shook him up. And he run back to his cage as fast as he could go and jump up on his little swing, put both hands over his eyes and didn't look for 3 hours and 45 minutes. But that's not the end of our story. No, here's what happened. Well, the DJ played Harry's record.
What record?
Shut up, it was a hit and he became a star. He got him some tight britches, got him a manager, went on a promotion tour, combed his hair back and took up playing the guitar. And every Sunday afternoon you can go and see Harry at the zoo. And the girls will scream and he'll sit on his swing and pick and sing his hit record for you.
Earlier this week, a bear escaped from his cage at the Jackson Zoo, although it did not make it off the zoo property. Nevertheless, that incident prompted me to include Harry the Hairy Ape by Ray Stevens in this week's Music Box, which comes from my house to your radio right here at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall, where you always have a front row seat. I'm Mike Duke, opening up the same title, different song file for this one by Perry Como.
If they made me a king, I'd be but a slave to you. If I had everything, I'd still be a slave to you. If I ruled the night, stars and moons so bright, still I turn for light to you. If the world to me bowed, yet humbly I'd plead to you. If my friends were a crowd, I'd turn in my need to you. If I ruled the earth, what would life be worth? If I hadn't the right to you. rule the night. Stars and moons so bright, still I turn for light to you. If the world to me bowed, yet humbly I'd plead to you. If my friends were a crowd, I'd turn in my need to you. If I ruled the earth, what would life be worth? If I hadn't the right to you.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no one home but you. You're all that's left me to. And when my love for life is running dry, you come and pour yourself on me. If a at one time I'd be with you, tomorrow and today, beside you all the way. If the world should stop with all things spinning slowly down to dust, I'd spend the end with you. And when the world was through, then one by one the stars would all go out. Then you and I would simply fly away.
If was a number one easy listening hit for David Gates and Bread in 1971, and Perry Como sang a different If 20 years earlier. The Music Box continues with this song that was released three different times by the same group, first in 1958, then twice in 1960. That third release landed the Capris on the charts for 14 weeks in 1961 with There's a Moon Out Tonight.
There's a moon out tonight. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's go strolling. There's a girl in my heart. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whose heart I've stolen. There's a moon out tonight. Go strolling through the park. There's a glow in my heart. I never felt before. There's a girl at my side that I adore. There's a glow in my heart.
this way before. I guess it's because there's a moon out tonight. Oh, there's a hole in my heart. I never felt before. There's a girl at my side.
Linda doesn't know I exist. I can't help feeling gloomy, thinking about the loving I've missed.
You pass on the street,
pass on the street.
My heart skips a beat,
heart skips a beat.
I say to myself,
hello, Linda.
If only she'd smile.
Only she'd smile.
I'd stop her a while.
Stop her a while.
And then I would get to know Linda.
But miracles still happen. And when my lucky star begins to shine, with one lucky break, I'll make Linda mine. Linda. But miracles still happen, and when my lucky star begins to shine, with one lucky break, I'll make Linda.
Linda was first recorded by Ray Noble and his orchestra in 1946. Jan and Dean brought the song to rock and roll radio in 1963. And the third time was the charm for There's a Moon Out Tonight by the Capris. The station is the Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke, and the show is the Music Box, which is about to take a walk with Linda Laurie.
Very dark in here. Ambrose, where are you? Oh, Ambrose, hold my hand. Ambrose, something's vibrating. The walls are shaking. Ambrose, we can't go on like this. Why can't we sit in the park like other boys and girls? Why do we have to walk in the subway tunnel?
Just keep walking.
Ambrose, when you grow up, why don't you be a doctor? You don't want to be a doctor? You want to be a disc jockey? Oh, Ambrose, you can't spend the rest of your life avoiding responsibilities. Ambrose, how many times have you been in love? Can't you ever be serious?
Just keep walking.
Ambrose, if I gave you my picture, would you carry it in your wallet? Well, if I gave you a wallet, would you? I'll put some money in it. What do you mean, how much? Honest, Ambrose, it's not that I didn't want to have the party at my house. I couldn't. My mommy wouldn't let me. She's ashamed. We haven't got a colored telephone. Ambrose, what was that? Oh, Ambrose, I've asked you a million times. Why do we have to walk in a subway tunnel?
Just keep walking.
Ambrose, maybe you'd like me better if I peroxide my hair like Eloise. Eloise, you know Eloise, your mother. You wouldn't like me peroxided.
Just keep walking.
Ambrose, just think.
Ain't no guy in town who would ever try to put me down. What a fool, 'cause every guy I see is a wishing that he were me. When I'm walking with my angel. When we're strolling hand in hand, I'm as happy as can be. Oh, she's the prettiest girl. She belongs to me. Well, I feel so proud. It's as good as walking on a cloud. When I'm walking with my angel.
Walking with My Angel by Bobby V was spinning on record players across America in 1961. And Linda Laurie was a 17-year-old high school student in Brooklyn when she wrote and recorded Ambrose Part 5, which played on the radio in 1959. Fear not, there was no Ambrose Parts 1 through 4, although there was a follow-up that we may get around to someday. Meanwhile, we step back to 1956 for Pat Boone.
When I lost my baby,
baby,
I almost lost my mind. When I lost my baby,
baby,
I almost lost my mind. My head is in a spin since she's left me behind. I went to see the gypsy. my fortune read. I went to see the gypsy and had my fortune read. I hung my head in sorrow when she said what she said. Well, I can tell you was not so good. Well, I can tell you people, the news was not so good. She said your baby's left you this time.
Almost Lost My Mind was written and first recorded by Ivory Joe Hunter, and it was an R&B hit for him in 1949. Pat Boone had that cover of the song in 1956. More song stories and other musical surprises are ahead in the second hour of the Music Box. This hour concludes with Patti Page and Detour.
Detour. There's a muddy road ahead, detour. Paid no mind to what it said, detour. Oh, these bitter things I find should have read that detour sign. Headed down life's crooked road, lots of things I never know. And cause of me not knowing, I now find trouble got in the trail. Spent the next 5 years in jail. Should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, paid no mind to what it said. Detour, oh, these bitter things I find. Should have read that detour sign. When I got right to the place where it said about face, I thought that all my worries were behind. But the farther I go, the more sorrow I know. Should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, paid no mind to what it said. Detour, oh, these bitter things I find. Should have read that detour sign. When I got stuck in the mud, all my hopes dropped with a thud. I guess that my heartstrings are made of twine. Had no willpower to get from the hole that I'm in yet. Should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, paid no mind to what it said. Detour, all these bitter things I find. Should have read that detour sign. Should have read that detour sign. Should have read that detour sign.